ask about the Petersburg complaint in an interview this week, board attorney Mike D. White with the law firm Patton Boggs said he did not expect the suit would stand up in court.
We've looked at the complaints that the Petersburg plaintiffs have made, and while we certainly respect their right to disagree with us, we don't think that they're right. We just don't think that their claims will withstand legal scrutiny and that they'll be dismissed by the court.
According to White, the law requires that districts be relatively socioeconomically integrated, and he argued that's the case with Petersburg and Juneau. He said Petersburg has no legal right to be placed in a district with other small towns. Considering the board's need to balance competing interests, White said the board's plan was the best one for the whole state.
The board took its job very seriously. I think that by the parsity, there's only three. Last time there were nine lawsuits, I think it establishes what an excellent job the board did. This is a job where, you know, you're darned if you do and darned if you don't, and it's almost impossible to make everybody happy because of the competing federal and state constitutional interests that have to be balanced by the board. But the board thinks that its plan is, in fact, constitutional and looks forward to defending it in court.
A status hearing is scheduled for the case on August 26th.